A Florida lawmaker is criticizing the federal government's temporary extension of special status for Haitian immigrants. I'm Kate Payne. After the 2010 earthquake, the federal government allowed thousands of Haitians to take refuge in the U.S. This week, President Donald Trump extended those protections again, but by 6 months, not the 18 months advocates hoped for. Some 58,000 people benefit from the program. Democrat Daphne Campbell represents Miami's Little Haiti community in the Florida Senate. She says deportation could devastate temporary residents and their families.
What I'm going to do if I have a home, I'm paying a mortgage? What I'm going to do if I have kids who are going to college or high school or elementary, middle school? What I'm going to do?
Campbell says Haiti is still rebuilding from the earthquake, Hurricane Matthew, and a cholera outbreak. On the current timeline, residents could be deported back to the island country as soon as January 2018. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.